Electricity tingles through me. I get the feeling that things are going to be different, that I didn't make a mistake in moving to LA after graduating from high school a few weeks ago. For one thing, there wasn't anyone as cool as Ken back in Lake Forest, Illinois. So, if it weren't for the smell of ancient smoke and the residue of 1,000 previous feet in my shoes, I'd think I was in a dream. Over the next half hour, Ken and I do more flirting and accidentally, on purpose, bumping into each other. Still, when it's my turn to bowl, I tune out Ken's friendly heckling and snap my attention back to the game. Like I said, I'm competitive. When Ken takes his turn, we switch roles. I try to distract him with wisecracks, but he stares down the lane with laser focus. Apparently, we're both competitive. I end up winning by a hair, and let the gloating commence, I announce gleefully. A shadow flits over Ken's face, and anxiety licks at my stomach. Oh no, please don't let him be like Paul, who never could stand to lose. I'm competitive, but one thing I'm not is a sore loser. Good-natured ribbing is part of the fun, but some guys don't seem to think so, not when they've lost. On the fly, I convert my fist pump in the air to a shrug. Beginner's luck. Instantly, I hate myself for doing it. That's how I was with Paul, always worrying about his ego. It's one of the reasons I broke up with him. I swore to myself that I'd never get into another relationship like that. The shadow disappears from Ken's face. You won fair and square, so no false modesty, okay? He opens a can of soda and hands it to me. Relieved, I accept the soda, and we sit down together on the black vinyl bench. My friends back home accuse me of being too competitive, I admit. They've collectively banned me from Monopoly. Ken laughs. I'm competitive too. It comes from having Chinese parents. He starts mimicking his parents. You got a 99% on that test. How did everyone else do? Anyone get 100%? Right? I got an A- one time, and my mom made me talk to my English teacher about it. To be fair, Mom only did that once, and it was because she thought I deserved better.
Well, what did you expect?
He teases.
You did get the Asian D, after all.
I start cracking up, and it feels so good. I never laugh about this kind of thing with my white friends, who wouldn't get the joke. But with Ken, we're sharing an inside joke instead of being the butt of a joke.
Strict parents, huh? Ken asks.
No, I admit. They pushed me hard to do my best in school, and I had a curfew, but that's about it. He raises his eyebrows.
So, your parents are okay with you coming to LA to be an actress?
I laugh. Not exactly. They were less than thrilled that I deferred my college admission to UCLA to pursue my dream. I mean, they didn't rage or threaten. It was much worse than that. I dropped my voice to a theatrical whisper. They were disappointed. We talk about our parents a bit more, and then Ken scoots a quarter of an inch closer to me. My shoulders tense in excitement. Is he going to kiss me? Instead, he asks,
Hey, do you want to go get some food?